rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come, never come, oh, come, never come, oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
Looks like it's going to rain a bunch this weekend, so what does that mean for the snow? I'm Bella Mae Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us a midwinter assessment. First, Cliff, is it really going to rain all weekend long?
Well, maybe not every minute of the weekend, but there'll be plenty of rain. In fact, there's some light showers moving through right now. There's a dissipating front over western Washington. You know, it'll be cloudy. Temperatures getting up into the lower mid-40s today. Nothing too exciting. But then the fun stuff starts. A much stronger front comes in tomorrow morning, Saturday morning. And that's going to bring moderate to heavy rain in western Washington and substantial snow in the mountains, particularly above around 4,000 feet. So, you know, if up in the higher passes, they could clearly get 6 to 12 inches of snow, no problem. And even more up if you go to the volcanic peaks like Rainier and Baker. Now, that stuff will move through, you know, during the middle to late afternoon, and so we'll have a little bit of a break. But then on Sunday morning, another strong front comes through. Same thing, you know, moderate precipitation down in the lowlands and snow in the mountains. And that will move through probably around 3 or 4 in the afternoon again. So, you know, we'll have two very vigorous systems. There'll be blustery winds with the system because there'll be a large difference in pressure or pressure gradients. And then the good news is Monday. Some people have Monday off, and a ridge of high pressure will develop over the Northwest, and that should bring no precipitation, sunny skies, you know, mild temperatures, so it's a perfect time to enjoy all the snow we have in the mountains. A fairly strong ridge will appear over us, and so if you're going to do anything outside, skiing or any other outdoor activity, Monday's the day to do it.
Should we worry about black ice right now? I know that the temperature seems to be hovering around the freezing point.
Well, here in the mid part of the Sound, no. From Payne Field south, probably not. Further north, it was clear last night a bit, so some of the temperatures plummeted to freezing, and so some light precipitation on that could produce some ice for a short duration, but certainly by 10 o'clock or so, that should not be a problem.
Where are we with snowpack when we look at the longer-term forecast, just the winter in general?
Well, you know, right now we are about halfway through the winter. The typical winter, the real winter here in the Northwest, lasts from roughly November 1st to March 1st. And we're more than halfway through that. And so, you know, we can look at what's happening now, have a good feel for this winter, I think, particularly since it's an El Nino year. And in El Nino years, most of the big weather happens before January 1st. So getting back to your question about snowpack, over the region, it's above normal. Roughly 105, 110% here in western Washington and into Oregon. A little bit below that if you go to the Rockies, to the eastern Washington, maybe it's 80% of normal. Go down to California and southern Oregon, 120, 140% of normal. So snowpack is definitely above normal, a huge difference compared to last year.
So what about temperatures?
Well, for temperature, well, we've been very close to normal this winter. I mean, if you look at a plot of temperature over time or the average temperature over the winter season so far, we are really close to being right on to normal. So this is extraordinarily different year compared to last year. Last year, we were so warm. This year, we're not right on schedule. So that has a big impact for the snowpack. Well, that's one of the reasons why the snowpack is decent, is because the temperatures have been, you know, very, very close to normal. Now, precipitation, well, that's another story. We actually have more precipitation than normal over the entire, you know, Northwest, you know, from the northern part of Washington State to southern Oregon. Precipitation has been substantially above normal. And, you know, some places, like Seattle, we've had like 7 inches more rain than normal for the winter so far. So pretty significant. California is a big story. They've had way more precipitation last year, more than normal. So normal temperatures, more than normal precipitation, and that means more snowpack than normal.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.